Now, back to Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on the Beacon.
8:07 on the Beacon on this Tuesday morning. I want to welcome to the studio Amanda and Jonathan Hand and Stone right here. And I guess that's considered the South Hills Mall, isn't that?
Yeah.
Come right up to your microphones, please.
Yeah, we're right in the South Hills Plaza.
That's good. That's good. And so October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And you are here with me this morning. We're going to, you know, talk about oncology massage as one of the things. We can also talk about, you know, the other services that Hand and Stone offers.
Absolutely.
And as I prepped you before we turned the microphones on, I want to also talk about, you know, how important it is for, you know, good nutrition for your overall well-being.
Definitely.
Amanda, let me start with you. Tell us about oncology massage. What's different about it?
So oncology massage is different than a regular massage, just specifically for who it's for.
Mm-hmm.
The second a client gets diagnosed with cancer, they are going to be classified as somebody that is going to be needing an oncology massage. So it's different because it's less about the pressure and more about the comfort of the client, and really just leading them through really the journey that they're about to take, going through their treatments and everything that their body is going to go through as well. The therapists are highly trained with movements to do to help create more comfort for the client and also areas to avoid as well.
So, Jonathan, as I think about this, there's both the physical, depending on if somebody has had surgery or chemotherapy, but just in the stress, the mental stress of all this, you have to take all this into account, correct?
For sure. One of the things about oncology massage, as she was saying, it's less about the pressure. And actually, a lot of oncology massage is really light pressure. Most of the time, we're not treating the cancer, obviously, but we're massaging the person that is going through treatment, because the treatment can be the thing that kind of messes them up, you know? Something like going through chemotherapy, getting blasted with radiation, immunosuppressants. There's so many different treatments that people go through, and we are there to help the side effects that happen from those things. Something like lymphedema can happen, which is when a body part will start to swell up with all that fluid kind of in there, and you use really light touch, almost pumping emotions to try to get that through the body, because they might have had maybe a lymph node removed. And so you need to help that body do the natural thing. And that can be really, really light, and it's not going to be too much pressure. And you want to make sure they're comfortable. They're going through so much, so you want to be that person that can actually give them touch, because some people might even be afraid to touch someone that's going through that. They might think they're going to hurt them, but we're trained how to, so we're not going to hurt them.
But I can easily see how this specialized training is so critically important.
Mm-hmm.
There's different kinds of cancers affecting different parts of the body. And as you said, you know, you mentioned the lymph nodes, if there's been lymph nodes removed. One thing that I noted is, I mean, how important it is that people drink a lot of water.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm always advocating for drinking more water. I always think of SpongeBob.
Let me say this though. It seems so obvious, but we get busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't do it. I'm guilty.
Oncology or not, you know, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That bottle sitting there has been sitting there since 5:30 this morning.
Yeah.
And
I carry this around with me all day.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so that's that simple thing. No matter what we're doing, make sure you're drinking plain water.
Whether it's oncology massage or regular, right. I'm always advocating for drinking water. But you need to make sure that you're keeping topped up. I can feel, actually, a lot of the times when people are not drinking water, you can feel it in the
muscles,
in the muscles.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why they always advocate after a massage service, again, whether it's oncology or not.
Yes.
You're moving so much around in the body. You're flushing out so many toxins. Like, sometimes if somebody is too dehydrated, they can experience some adverse reactions after a massage too. So
right.
Which that makes sense.
Yeah.
Important, especially for oncology massage, to have a cup or two afterwards, just to flush out any of the, because we move around a lot of stuff when we're massaging you, especially if it's like lymphedema. You just want to flush that out of your system after we're done, so it doesn't just go right back to where it was.
Yes. So I note on handandstone.com, mm-hmm. there is a tab there. People listening to us, there is a tab right there for oncology massage that talks more about. I read through all of this yesterday. and it really does make sense to me from multiple perspectives. And this stress factor, though, I have to believe is a big portion of it.
Absolutely. Amanda? For sure. I mean, you know, not only are you going through mental stress, dealing with, you know, the diagnosis, dealing with all the yes. treatments, but your body is also going through it physically as well. So you've got a two-factor piece to it that, you know, most people won't have to worry about when it comes to it. So that's why we want to make sure that we take specialized care of those clients specifically.
You know, over the years when I've done, you know, other shows about the food and nutrition, and we've talked about just first of all, just the importance of physical touch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. We experienced that hugely when we reopened after COVID. You know, people had been neglected for so long that when they started coming back after we had reopened in the end of July, I think it was, mm-hmm. We had a lot of clients just having a lot of emotional release on the table simply just from receiving a massage.
I'm at a loss for words
yeah.
for a second, as I said to you before, turn the microphones on every other Friday. Tracy, a registered dietitian, is in with me. We do, you know, family, friends, fun food Friday, and we've spoken many times over the years about even with infants and the failure to thrive because of lack of physical contact.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. It's a big piece of development, a huge piece of development. So,
and when you mentioned COVID, it was huge. And
oh, absolutely.
The isolation factor we know now, particularly people in care homes
yeah.
who did not have the family or friends able to be there, and staff absolutely were overworked.
Absolutely.
Unable to do it. Let's take a quick break here. It's already coming up on 8:15 on Hudson Valley Focus Live. Robbie's going to do the sports report, sitting in for the Zoles, and then I will be back with Amanda and Jonathan here on The Beacon.
It's Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipes on The Beacon.
It is Hudson Valley Focus on The Beacon, and Amanda and Jonathan in studio with me. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We've been talking about oncology massage and food, nutrition, drinking plenty of water. And Amanda has given me permission to say that she is pregnant.
Yes.
And again, to go beyond, you know, the oncology massage during pregnancy, Amanda?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a whole other, you know, modality that therapists are also trained in as well. So again, the second you find out that you are pregnant, regardless of how many weeks you are, whether you have a belly or not, whether you're comfortable laying on your belly or not, you do have to be with a prenatal therapist. They go through essentially the same kind of training, but just in a different aspect that our oncology therapists go through.
Yes.
In order to be trained to handle prenatal clients as well. Again, specifically, same thing, comparing it to oncology, there's areas of the body to avoid, specific pressure points. Uh-huh. Also, the level of pressure does have to change. Like me, I went from somebody being very deep tissue. Uh-huh. That was my massage that I would get. That was my bread and butter.
Right.
So it's a lot lighter of a pressure that I'm able to receive. And also, once you get far enough along in your pregnancy, your massage does turn side-lying. So the therapist will have you on one side surrounded with body pillows and, you know, different levels of support. And then halfway throughout, you'll flip to your other side. So it's a little bit different.
It's
a learning experience,
again,
for sure.
I guess my point would be to deal with individuals who have had the proper training.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, sidelying too can come into play even in oncology.
Yeah.
If clients are uncomfortable laying in specific positions.
Well,
too.
Well, again, Jonathan, as we talked about, I mean, I'm looking at the notes that I have. You know, oncology massage differs, specially adapted techniques. Avoiding pressure sensitive, vulnerable areas such as sites of tumors, surgery, lymph node removal. Focusing on comfort, safety, slower, lighter strokes, accommodate medical, still promoting relaxation and healing.
Yeah, it's a completely different kind of massage. Anyone who would be looking to get a deep tissue massage while they're going through oncology, usually not going to happen. That might happen post if they've been cleared and, you know, they haven't had surgery in a while. But mostly we're focusing on lighter touch, and it's going to be comfort. Like what can they handle? Do they have a port, that we have to be aware of? Is it going to be uncomfortable if they're laying face down? Do they need to be side-lying? You know, mostly we're doing light touch. There are some stretches we can do as well. The biggest part, again, is going to be dealing with that lymphedema that most people will get going through that. And we use a technique called manual lymphatic drainage, which is kind of trying to help do a portion of what the body should be doing, but because of what they're going through, or if they've it's not always the case, but most of the time when they've had a lymph node removed, we kind of have to do that job for them. And they can do it at home, too. And it's something that they should be doing, whether it's like something like a compression sock or some other things that kind of help pump that lymph, so much stuff to it.
So you could, in addition to doing that massaging while they're there, to actually train them to be able to continue it.
Part of what we would do is talk about home care, the steps, what to do when you're home in between getting massages. In reality, people should be, when they're going through this, especially for lymphedema, should at least once or twice getting a massage for this. But that's never really going to happen, whether it's a money issue or a timing issue, because you've got to be somewhere at a hospital for however long, however many times a week. So that might not be the case. And so we try to teach people how to do some of these things at home, so they can actually help themselves along, and then come to us when they can.
So in studio with me, Jonathan and Amanda, massage therapist from Hand and Stone in the South Hills Mall. I guess I should mention that both of you worked with my daughter, Sarah.
Yes, you did. Long time ago.
Oh my gosh, I had to stop and think.
We opened in 2013. Yeah. So she was with us for a couple of years.
And she then moved out to Colorado in 2015. It's like, oh, where did a decade go? But coming back to this, Amanda and Jonathan, the more I listen to what you're saying and read my notes that I made, the recovery stress can really slow a recovery process. So for someone to have the hands-on to help relieve the stress, the relaxation, in addition to the physical massaging, just that perhaps mental well-being can actually then also help healing.
Of course. You know, stress is one of those things, you know, always been said it's the silent killer, right?
Absolutely.
And you're going through so much stress when you have cancer, right? And I feel like someone finds it difficult to connect with other people. Some people might find it difficult to connect with other people. Some people might be afraid to even give them touch because they bruise easily, or they're hypersensitive because of the stuff they're going through. And so that becomes even more of a stress. They start feeling even more
isolated,
like you were talking about. And it definitely becomes a space, I think, where they can feel comfortable, you know, talking about what they're going through. And just connecting with somebody on a level where they just feel like they're completely safe and they feel like they're getting better, or like they feel good coming to me or another therapist.
So this is odd maybe to say out loud.
Sure.
It's like, you know, men versus women in this situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I mean, it's always a topic of conversation when it comes to massage. You know, everybody has their preference. Everybody has what they're comfortable with. We have both male and female massage therapists okay. that are certified in oncology, even certified going back to the topic of prenatal. Obviously, only females are right. able to receive the prenatal services. But, you know, some people are open one way or the other to receiving, you know, a massage from a male or a female therapist. And when it comes down to it, there's, I feel like, a lot of misconception when it comes down to it. Most of the time they think, oh, if I'm with a male therapist, they'll have, you know, more firm pressure, or, you know, they'll have more strong hands and different things like that. But it's really open to whatever you're comfortable with.
Jonathan, you want to add to that?
You know, as a male therapist myself, you kind of have to be way more conscientious about these types of things.
Yes.
And I think the opening act of meeting somebody and immediately giving them that comfort and safe place, or, you know, where you're just coming to them as a normal person, and you try to be as open as possible. You talk with them, see what's going on, and see, you know, most of the time, if you can break that barrier of like, hey, let's.
So to that point, Jonathan, then someone, first of all, to come into you for a consultation
mm-hmm.
before you're even talking about, am I going to do this or not do this, to come in and do you sit down with them
yeah.
for a consultation and say, what is this process and what are you looking to do?
So the answer is kind of a yes and no.
Okay.
So we're not going to really see people unless they have an appointment.
Understood.
But every time that I see somebody, even if I've seen them before, we're going to have an intake, and we're talking about what's going on, what are they feeling, what are their goals for the massage, especially during oncology. The first appointment you see me with an oncology massage is going to be probably 20% talking. Because we need to talk about what's going on.
Exactly. And that would make sense to me because I'm coming in. I don't know what experience I'm yeah. coming
right.
into.
Right. I want you to feel as comfortable
yes.
as possible. And a lot of that is explaining what's going to happen.
Yes.
A lot of people come in for the first time, especially since, you know, someone going through cancer, they may have never had a massage before.
Yes,
this
exactly.
is double fold now.
Yeah.
And that's
they
why
no
I that's why I was
on.
Thinking to myself, what am I doing
yeah,
here?
Do what
I,
right.
I want to come
into,
in.
Yeah.
I want to come in and I want to talk to you
yeah.
first of all, and before I even know if this is something
yep.
that I want to get myself
exactly.
into.
Exactly.
Yep. And that is a huge part of it. We got to talk about it, you know, and I am here for you, right? Like, I want to address the things that are bothering you. I'm not typically going to do just a cookie cutter unless you're like, hey, I feel good, which is like
right.
super rare. You know, people are coming to me when they're not feeling good. And so we'll talk about all that stuff and having that space where they're comfortable, you know, speaking on these things about themselves is important.
Exactly. Amanda, you want to add to that?
No, I think he covered all of it. You know, it's really just, again, about holding that space for that client coming in. Again, you nailed it right on the head. They don't know what they're walking into.
Yeah.
Especially if this is a first time thing for somebody you're putting into perspective, the first time massage and first time going through.
Well, we only have
treatment.
A couple seconds left, but I can understand that the person coming in, depending on what kind of surgery they may have had, embarrassment over your body issues.
Of course.
These are things that all come into being. I really appreciate you both coming
in. Of course.
Thank
you so much for having us.
Amanda and Jonathan, Hand and Stone, right here in the South Hills
yeah.
Mall. Visit the website, Hand and Stone, and that's spelled out, handandstone.com. Look at the services. It's very explicit as far as the different kinds of services,
mm-hmm.
well beyond the oncology, other, you know, sports injuries, etc. All of these things are things that you could treat over time.
Absolutely, yeah. And if they have any further questions, feel free to give us a call as well.
Very good. Thanks very much.
And, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On your pregnancy.
Thank you.
Quick break, and then back in a minute on Hudson Valley Focus Live on The Beacon, where you can join the conversation, 845-831-1147. Tom Seipas, back in a minute.